Okay, you're very welcome back to the programme. Now, I think the words legends and legendary are bandied around a bit, but in this case, it certainly applies to the Irish music scene in the shape of the four of us, Declan and Brendan Murphy. They join me in studio now. Both of you, thank you so much for coming on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's really, really appreciated. Yes, I've been around a long time.
We have.
How do you keep going? Is it just the love of the music, the love of engaging with your fans, the love of writing new stuff, the love of getting it out there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, we've a new album, Sugar Island, which is we've just put out. So, you know, I think that that's what keeps us going. It's always like, well, can we make a record that's better than the last record?
But it's always been consistent, because you get some bands, you know, where and musicians, and I'm not a musician or a band, so I feel a bit bad talking about this.
Yes.
But, you know, that they can go away and come back. But consistently, you guys are always have your stuff is very well received. How do you keep that consistency going?
We just work very hard. Yeah. We work very hard. And, you know, our favourite albums are like most people's favourite albums. Yeah. We're putting on, like, you know, a U2 album or a Bob Dylan album or Paul Simon album and going, okay, well, how does ours fare compared to it, you know? Now with Spotify and stuff like that, you know, it's tough. You've got to really think that you've got, you know, something worth listening to, you know. So in our case, a lot of times that takes a couple of years to get that right. But usually, because we're doing shows during the whole period, you know, we just stay out there, really.
And you mentioned Spotify there, a lot of the catalogue up on there, and what happens is you get people maybe hear, you know, a younger person hearing your new stuff for the first time, and then they go on Spotify and your back catalogue's there and they start discovering that. So you must bump into young people that sort of know all of your work, and you go, well, that must be a nice feeling.
And now, obviously, with social media, like things like Facebook, you know, it allows you to converse directly with your fans. Like, I mean, like our Facebook thing in particular, I think we sort of work it really hard.
But you were very early adopters to that, I think, credit where it's due. I mean, you have been using Facebook for your work back 2010, 2009, weren't you?
Yeah.
You know, which was really, really early, I think.
Well, Declan is quite techy, so, I mean, I think that he immediately sort of latched onto it. And now, you know, we've got a really great sort of relationship with, I think, our fans, you know, and you can sort of, you know, we're interacting with them directly now. We do competitions and, you know, like lots of things just to keep them interested. Like, we're doing a show in Kildaff, I think, on the 29th in McGorry's. And we've got like a competition there for like a meal and tickets for the show on the Facebook page. So, you know, you immediately see, wow, well, there's how many fans we have.
But you don't have to do that. And that's where I think you deserve the credit. It's you who go and beyond what perhaps needs to be done for your fans, you know, and I think that's
your fans would
appreciate that, you know. Because, as I say, you know, like, going back, I did see some of that you were doing this in 2000. Bands weren't using it like that. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't being used like that. So it's great that it's grown.
Well, I think, you know, it's certainly caught on now, that's for sure. I think the secret's out, you know.
Yes.
If you really want to get the word out, social media really helps a lot.
Yeah. But you do lots of interviews and travel the country doing that kind of stuff. So, you know, I mean, that's obviously something you must have some level of enjoyment in.
Well, I mean, for start, it means that you're getting your music out there. Even if it's us, I mean, we like nothing better than to be stuck in front of two microphones with two acoustic guitars, because that's how we write our music. So for us, playing like in a studio setup like this is very similar to the way we would write and record back in the house or in the studio. So for us, it's a home from home radio stations, you know.
Excellent. You going to sing a song for us?
Yeah, we're going to play a song off. This is off our new album.
And we'll talk about the album afterwards and how people can get their hands on it.
And it's called Bird's Eye View. Baptismal fire. Smoky night in a northern town. See the sky crack open. Blades come hovering down. Shooting lightning bolts down an empty street. Daddy shouts now, go to sleep. I got a bird's eye view up on the hill tonight. In a bird's eye view, it's only a string of lights, just a stone's throw from my home to the edges of the danger zone. Got a bird's eye view up on the hill tonight. Get away from the window, gunfire and the siren screams. Strange kind of music, background to a young boy's dreams. They're shooting lightning bolts down an empty street, and I can't help but take a peek. I got a bird's eye view up on the hill tonight. In a bird's eye view, it's only a string of lights, just a stone's throw from my home to the edges of the danger zone. Got a bird's eye view up on the hill tonight. Baptism of fire, smoky night in a northern town. See the sky crack open, blades come hovering down. Oh, and I've got a bird's eye view. I got a bird's eye view up on the hill tonight. A string of lights, just a stone's throw from my home to the edges of the danger zone. Got a bird's eye view, got a bird's eye view. I got a bird's eye view up on the hill tonight.
Brilliant. Excellent. So that's on the new album.
Yes.
And it's a full album, not an EP, isn't it, I presume?
Oh, yeah. It's
a full, and when's full that album. Out, or is it
that
out?
That just came out. It's out, it was out the end of October.
Excellent. How's it been? I know it's been well received.
Yeah.
But in terms of your fans, because I think that's what's most important to use at this stage, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, so far, I mean, you know, it was a bit of a, it was a risky album for us in a way, because we the whole record really written about our experience growing up.
Yeah.
In Uri on the border during the Troubles. So you don't really know. That's not a very universal sentiment. It was purely our experience. But the thing that's sort of been great is that a lot of the people that go to our shows have said, you know, what they identify with is just that period of growing up during the 70s.
Well, that's what I was going to say to you, because, you know, your inspiration is your experience and your life. But what we do with music, and I'm sure you as a music fan do yourself, you sort of adapt whatever you're listening to how it fits you, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? You know, and maybe your message can be lost a little bit, but if it means something to someone else in a different way, well, it's mission accomplished, isn't
well,
it?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And on the we've a video on the out at the minute, and that's on the website and stuff like that. But the video is we managed to get all this sort of old cine footage of us and our family during the 70s.
Yeah.
And that has really struck a chord, and we used it then for the artwork for the front cover of the album, and we were just so lucky to have it, all this footage of us, you know. In fact the front cover of the album is basically like five kids, not a seatbelt anywhere to be seen, stuck in the back of this car. You
we've
know,
all been there, haven't we?
Yeah.
But you can't help but think then too that sort of, you know, some things are meant to happen. Do you know when you decide you're in the place that you want to write an album about your childhood, and this perfect footage turns up, and next thing it suits the album artwork. You know what I mean?
I mean, and that's what that is really. What sometimes, like, we've made enough records now to know that sometimes you sort of you get lucky and you're on a sort of a bit of a roll. And this album just sort of was one of those, you know.
Is it one of the most personal albums then? You know, with most of yourselves in it, if you know what I mean.
It's the most personal. Okay. You know, really, it's sort of like a lot of short stories, really, just about, I mean, that song, Bird's Eye View, is really about, we lived at the top of a hill.
Mm.
And, you know, so, and I had a bunk bed that, well, I used to look out the window and you could hear the helicopters and you could sort of hear the sounds of explosions, you know. So it was... you know, and my father would be shouting at us, you know, we'd be curious, you know.
So and it was kind of your normal when you kids, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. And, you know, I mean, the parents were the real heroes because they were trying to make it seem that there wasn't too much going on,
that's
you know.
What mum and dads do.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. It's nice and it's sad and it's many different things, isn't it?
You know? Yeah, but I mean, you know, the thing is, I suppose when we were making the record, we wanted to get across that, as far as we were concerned, we had a great childhood. Yeah. You know, I mean, all that was going on, but it was really the background. It was the family unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I share that with a lot of the people that I grew up with in the North. They felt a bit like the news reports didn't really tell
that's
the whole story.
That's not what we're about. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's either one point of view or another point of view, but not the actual people that were existing
exactly,
in it.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds great. And I think the album connects because, you know, we all look at our childhoods a little bit like that. Some less fortunate than others, but, you know, it's not necessarily in your context. But, it, you know, as you were speaking to me, I was thinking the little things in my head about my childhood and how I was protected and how I was cared for, you know.
Yeah.
Even in the worst of situations. Okay, I wish we had more time, but we have time for one more song. You're going to do one more for us?
Yeah, we're going to do a song from this song was, you know, it's, I can't believe the weather we're having coming up to Christmas. I mean, we're driving up here from the north and it was just sunny skies the whole time. So we thought we'd play a song that was a hit for us a few years ago called Sunlight. Speck of dust that's sitting on a greyhound bus, and we're a long way from home. Shake hands, make plans, write your story in the sand, and then get ready to run in time. Every time I try to find it, it falls out of my hand. A sign staring through the window says, don't let go, don't let go. You can't raise your eyes above all the lies that you hear. From a hole in the ground to a place where the water is clean. There is somewhere I know we both can go. Sunlight, sunlight. I get breathing in the warm, sweet scent of you. Together we roll, even though this stage I am waiting for a brand new wave to crash. Swallow me whole and tight. Every time I try to find that it falls out of my hand, a sign staring through the window says, don't let go, don't let go. You can find yourself in the eye of the storm and survive. And my heart won't bleed when we get to the end of the ride. There is one thing I know, together we flow. Sunlight, 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 sunlight. Sunlight,
ground to a place where the water is clear. There is somewhere I know.
Thanks so much. That's a real treat. Yous are in McGrory's in Coldaff. That's a gig coming up. That's your next local gig. Is it? You're in Derry?
Yes.
Tyrone between now and then?
No, I think that's we're in the Ardoin Theatre, I think, in the early January. But
brilliant.
Yeah, but the McGrory's is, yes, what was it? 29th? 29th of December.
Continues to put on brilliant acts there.
For yeah, I know.
The guys in here before yous were playing there as well. Just, there's a great... there's great talent coming through the whole time.
Yeah, it's you know? And you know, and that McGrory's, we've been playing McGrory since I don't know, like 20 years we've been doing shows there, you know. So it's there's so many great acts that have gone through the doors of that venue, you know. So
listen, thanks both of you so very much. It's been a real treat to have yous on.
Thank you.
As I say, you know, the word legends band is about, but I think even yous will have to accept yous are legends of the Irish music scene, albeit still.
You hang around long enough and that's what happens.
I know what you're saying, but look, it's well earned. Thank you so much for calling in. Look forward to, and people are going to be looking forward to, of course, you're playing in Coldaff. And the album is out now. Physical copies, people can stream it, can they as well?
People can stream it on iTunes and Spotify and Google Plus, and they can buy it at thefouroftheus.com.
Superb. Because a lot of people still want to get their hands on it and get that beautiful artwork.
And we'll sign it for them if they buy it. If they want to buy it from the store online, fouroftheus.com.
Superb.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Declan and Brendan Murphy, thank you so much for making the trip down today.